from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's hour five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan now. Just 30 minutes from Rangers pregame. Sands is coming up here shortly. Wolchuk has a proper round tripper. Let's go around the bases, brought to you by Uber Eats.
Yeah, shout out to Uber Eats. Yeah, we're getting ready for a match against the Twins. And I don't know why I said match. I guess that's a soccer phrase. It's just a game. It's a ball game. It's baseball time in Texas. But the Athletic today, Chad Jennings has an article, What Happened to the Rangers? World Series Champs Assess Underwhelming Title Defense. And he breaks down some numbers as to really what's led to the biggest fall. Differences at the plate. Chris Young talked to us about this when we visited him on Monday. After 121 games last season, the Rangers had scored 691 runs, most in the AL. With a remarkably similar group of hitters this season, Rangers have scored 518 runs. That's eighth most in the American League. Quite the drop. And we've been waiting for this team to start heating up. I mean, now we're praying. We're like, oh my gosh, last night, bats came together. Jonah, big-time hit. Wyatt Langford, big-time home run. Adolis Garcia, double dong game. All right, maybe this is the time. I don't know. But you have key players that have underperformed, one of which is Dolly. Last year at this time, he had an OPS of 836. It's down to 691 this year. That's an on-base percent plus slugging percentage. Jonah, okay. His OPS has dropped from 755 to 629. Leody Taveras, 733, now 654. And Ezekiel Duran, who was a big part of the first half run last year, his drop, 768 a year ago to 590. That's 30 to 40% of this lineup, said Chris Young. It's just not good enough. Not to mention you add in the loss of Josh Young, who missed 102 games because of the broken wrist. Evan Carter has missed 67 games and counting. And they said, quite frankly, they put Wyatt Langford in a position he should have never been in to start the season with how high in the order they had to bat him. So they're looking ahead to next year. You've got Tyler Mahle, who's back. Jacob deGrom should be healthy. John Gray, Cody Bradford. The rotation looks like it should be in good shape for next year, but offensively, Chris Young, the core of the team is in place. Now what we have to do is decide, do they all complement each other in the right way? Or do we need to adjust something in terms of our personnel to be able to cover if one of these guys or two of these guys don't return to form? That's how we're going to have to look at it heading into the offseason.
Yeah, and I think, you know, CY knows what this team is going to take, and between him and Bochy, they'll do what it takes. You know, I think there is a lot to the idea that, you know, it's a grind to win the World Series, and I know, like, at this point, maybe you don't want to hear excuses, but it's legitimate. You know, and with no team being able to repeat since the 90s, I think there is a rather large sample size right now that just speaks to how difficult it is. Maybe luck has to play a significant factor, you know, for you to get the job done. But I have 100% confidence that, you know, CY will, you know the moves that need to be made. The only thing that gives me a little bit of concern moving forward is it's not the players, it's not the manager, it's not the GM. How committed is ownership? You know?
And I think that's a fair question. I mean, yeah. I don't know how you have Chris Young come in, you win a World Series, he makes a lot of big time moves for you, and you haven't awarded him with an extension yet to this point. I'm sure players notice that. At least some are probably pretty plugged in. Maybe some just don't care about that at all. But I think that is something that is a little concerning for me, and hopefully that gets taken care of. But if I were COI, I'd be like, what the hell? Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he's got options. He's a hot commodity.
Yes. CY was one of the most coveted, you know, and I think it was part of the ownership's commitment with the money that got him to choose the Rangers when he was working at the MLB office. It's like, oh, you mean to come here? We already got some good momentum going. Sure, I'll, you know, take this as my foray, my first job into being an MLB front office guy for an individual team. And if I'm him and I see any waffling, I'm gone.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just hope that Ray Davis isn't one of these miserly Scrooge McDucks that are sitting there counting their lifetime of wealth and not wanting to part with any of it to make the team better, because at this stage in life, like you can't keep it. You know, I would hope that the legacy, the chance to give DFW what Houston has been on for the last 8 years or something, should be compelling. And you now have enough good young players that if you're willing to spend, this team could absolutely contend the majority of years for the next 5 or 6.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great time to capitalize on. You've got an all-time Hall of Fame manager in Bruce Bochy. How long is he going to be around? You don't know. The time is now to strike. You can't be waiting around on that. We did get good news per Evan Grant. I'm sure Jared can give us more updates on the other side. But Nathan Eovaldi's bullpen yesterday went well. He is on track to get back into the rotation and start on Saturday. Max Scherzer said he's turned a corner. He plans to throw a bullpen on Friday. So hopefully help coming back to the rotation. They have really been struggling.
If you could go back in time right now, would you trade those guys? Eovaldi, Scherzer, Heaney, Robertson, Yates?
Yeah, I mean, for sure, I think you would with Robertson and Yates. Yeah,
I would consider trying to move,
and probably Eovaldi too. As sad as it,
I mean, maybe Eovaldi. Yeah, I mean, I'd love to bring him back next year. I don't know that you still couldn't have done that if you traded him. Scherzer, you just would have had to convince for him to waive his clause.
All you need is a DeLorean, a flux capacitor, and 1.21 gigawatts, plus the ability to outrun the Libyans. You can do it.
I love that you know that.
That's all it takes.
That's amazing. That's all it takes, man. We can go back in time. It's amazing. Aaron Judge has become the fastest player in the history of Major League Baseball to reach 300 home runs. As he is slugging at a historic rate. I mean, the dude might be one of the most can't-miss players in the sport, him and Otani. He said he'd also be very, very open to the 2028 Olympic Games. If players are allowed, he'd be all in on playing for Team USA. I think that'd be a blast to see Aaron Judge out there. Maybe we get an Otani-Judge matchup if Japan and the USA are playing against each other. That could be a blast.
Yeah. Maybe they could cram the tournament into a week and a half, you know? And we could play every day for 8 games and then have a championship game, a gold medal game, and you'd only have to take like 2 weeks off of the MLB season. But I'd love to see something like that happen.
Man, this dude, so he did it in 955 games. And, I mean, it was Ralph Kiner it was 1,087 games. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, my gosh, dude, he absolutely smoked it.
Yeah, he's also done it in the fewest at-bats in a career. I mean, it's unbelievable what he's doing. I mean, he's also trying. He's got the record for most home runs in American League history with 62. He's got 46 for the team's first 122 games. He's on pace for 57 home runs right now. So, you get on a hot streak, maybe he can flirt with that 62 home run season that he set a couple of years ago that actually happened to be at Globe Life Field right here in Arlington.
His last 96 games, this goes back to April 24th, it's a .374 batting average, 40 dongs, 99 ribbies, and an OBP of over 500.
Just an unbelievable stud. And then Shohei Ohtani's record-breaking 176th home run is going for auction. So that was the most home runs all time by a Japanese-born player as he passed former Yankee Hideki Matsui. So this one is going to be auctioned off at Heritage Auction starting at $50,000. Bidding's going to open on the 23rd. The estimate is that this Ohtani historic home run ball goes for $200,000 on the auction book. It's a pretty hot commodity right there.
It's good work if you can catch those historic home run balls.
That'd be fun. It absolutely would be. And then this was a bizarre story as we wrap up around the bases. Brewers owner Mark Adonasio was accused of stealing sand from Malibu's Broad Beach.
Yeah.
So he's been using excavators to dig up sand as part of a personal construction project. I mean, I guess, and now he's been caught about it, so now it's property owner. I mean, it's robbery that he's getting charged with. I didn't know that people were stealing sand. I feel like there's probably enough sand to go around. Maybe sand's a hot commodity.
So he's pulling up sand out of Malibu and transporting it to somewhere else?
Yeah, somewhere else.
Yeah.
Brick by brick, he's building this place, yeah.
Man, I love driving
grain
through that area.
Grain by grain.
You see through some of those private gates into those unbelievable yards that have private beach access.
He's buddies with Jerry. He's been friends. I met him out here one day when he first bought the Brewers.
Really?
I met him. Yeah, he's big friends with Jerry. He came out here to see how they operate.
Probably got the idea hanging down there on Nobu. I know I've had the thought once or twice. Thank you, Woolchuck. Around the Bases brought to you by Uber Eats. We'll talk with Jared Sandler about what the Rangers need to do against the Twins next in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happened when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, Nation. It is time now to catch up with Jared Sandler. Get a Rangers preview brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Segments presented by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333, or find them online at frankelfirm.com. He's at Jared Sandler on X, and a good afternoon to you, sir. How the heck are you?
Guys, I'm great. How are y'all?
We're doing wonderful. Looking forward to this game here tonight. Bradford starting. What kind of a role do you foresee him having moving forward? Coming off the injury, is he still like a breakout rotation piece for the Rangers?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're talking about the rest of the year, then yes, I think he's going to start. If you're talking about next year,
yeah.
I don't know how, if he finishes the year strong, I don't know how that, you know, you could go into the offseason and think that he's not in the rotation. I mean, he's been really good this year when starting, and I think that it would be foolish to not at least consider him in that sort of a light. Now, if you go and let's say Eovaldi comes back, and you go and you add this guy and that guy in a trade, and all of a sudden it's like, wow, this rotation is stacked. All right, now maybe it's a little bit of a different conversation, but I feel like you got to at least consider him as a guy fighting for a rotation spot next year, and he might not need to be fighting for it. It might just be something that he goes into camp and it's like, all right, hey, I'm going to get ready, understanding that I'm in the rotation.
I don't know if you chatted with any other pitchers about this, but your thoughts on reportedly Major League Baseball weighing the six-inning requirement for starting pitchers?
Yeah, so didn't get a chance to talk to pitchers, but there was a big, you know, impromptu roundtable with some of the broadcasters and baseball folks, and I think the general feeling is that, hey, something needs to be done to help bring back the starting pitcher. That's the one player in a game on each team who can really be showcased. If you want to market players, the pitcher's the guy that is going to be out there the most and do the most. But I don't know if that's the way to do it, but I think maybe they're on the right track. You know, there has to be some outs there, right? So, like, you know, the 100 pitch, the 4-earned run, the you know, injury to the IL, like those things have to be in there. I don't know if that's, you know, how the players will feel about that, but I do think baseball's got to do something, much like football has done. Football's done such a great job. You know, you might not like that they protect the quarterback, but that is so important for the product because no one wants to see Cooper Rush start against Tim Boyle. You just don't, right? And so baseball's got to do something to help protect its product, and I'm not exactly sure what it is, but I think, you know, it's interesting that they're having those types of conversations.
Jared, Wyatt Langford had an incredible moment last night. It was obviously a slow start for him coming out of the gates, but post-IL stint, can you contextualize just how awesome he's been? Has he met the expectations that you had for him coming in?
Yeah, I think, you know, my expectations, Eric, were that he would go through what a rookie typically goes through and that there are ups and downs. Now, you know, did I think that he'd have an OPS in the sevens? Yeah, I did. You know, I absolutely did. And maybe it's an indication that, you know, despite all the hype, he needed to maybe start the year in AAA. That would have been beneficial, and there's nothing wrong with that. The kid's 22 years old, turns 23 in November. But since coming off the IL, he's been more of that guy. You know, he's hitting 250, he's getting on base around 32% of the time, slug over 400. And I think you're going to see a guy next year who will benefit from this experience. And I think we're seeing signs of growth, which have been really helpful.
Is it worth anything, Sands, to finish strong offensively if that's what they end up doing, even though you're out of it? Is that good for building into next year?
Yeah, for Wyatt individually?
Yeah, for everybody. I mean, yeah, just to get this offense going again.
Yeah, absolutely. I think for sure. Now, it might make for some trickier conversations if, like, Marcus has a great final 6 weeks, and, you know, but it happens when things aren't really in a competitive nature, or Adolis. But yeah, I think in general, let's have these guys finish strong and you know, go into the offseason with a better taste in their mouth.
Love it, buddy. Have a great night. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Thanks, fellas.
We'll be at the Globe tomorrow. For Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup at Master Control, Carter Freeman coordinating your video. You can watch us every day on 105 through thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. There's brought us out in Oxnard, California. Good night to you, sir. For Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup. And, of course, Zach Wolchuk, thanks for making us part of your day. It is the G-Bag Nation here. Back tomorrow at 2 o'clock, again, live from the Globe. And it'll be a 6:30 pregame once again. You're going home with the nation at ease.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.